Hello again. I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Monday, the 13th of October. And we, in a moment, hope to track down Greg Pallast. We're just having a hard time tracking him down right now, but I'm sure he'll be with us in a moment. This is a listener request hour, and it comes from Mary, our good friend in Dubuque, Iowa, who invited us to Iowa back in January. And this request is for an hour with Greg, who's put together an organization with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Steal Back Your Vote. It is put together as a nonprofit educational foundation with support of voting rights and other organizations and concerned individuals. They are concerned about what might happen to steal your vote. And the good news is they say that you can steal back your vote. They are putting together a major expose on voting irregularity, possible irregularity. And Greg, of course, was one of the people who investigated so thoroughly the election in Florida of 2000. So we hope to find Greg Pallast in just one moment and talk about this important issue and welcome your phone calls for Greg as well. So Rhonda, in this very moment, is trying to track him down. I do want to tell you, I'm Kathleen Dunn, and Rhonda will be joining me in studio in just one moment. This is our last hour to ask for your support for our program here on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's our full membership drive. We're down to the last couple hours of the drive. It'll end at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So this is the last hour for us to ask for your donation, for your gift right now. Make the pledge of support at WPR.org. Or you can call toll-free at 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. And we have a goal of $9,000 for this hour, which I know is high, but meeting that goal will help make this program possible in the many months to come. Think of all that we've been able to bring to you for years now during these morning hours, and ask that you be the first to donate to get us started. Make your pledge now online at WPR.org or call toll-free at 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552 for you to join our conversation and make a donation. And we thank all of you who have contributed so far to this pledge drive. If you have not pledged yet, there is still time, not very much, but still time to pledge. It will end at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and we are asking for your support right now. If you make your pledge now, you'll help us reach the overall goal for the drive. And that's very important because these are the funds that we need to bring you the programming that you count on all year long. You can choose the amount. The important thing is to make the commitment right now. All you have to do is go online at WPR.org, WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. And our pledge lines are open here. It's coming down toward the end of the campaign. We really need your support, and we need it before 1 o'clock because the pledge drive will be over, and we're looking for a goal of $9,000 this hour. Rhonda Fanning is joining me in our studios here in Milwaukee. Hello again, Rhonda.
Hi, Kathleen.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
I regret to inform our listeners that I don't think Greg Pallast will be able to be with us today. He had kind of a family emergency that he had to take care of. So we're going to track someone else down. In the meantime, we will talk to you about Wisconsin Public Radio. What is our goal this hour? $9,000. And to reach that goal, we can do that in one or two ways. You can log on to WPR.org, a safe and secure website. Only takes a couple of minutes. Or you can give one of our volunteers a call at 888-202-2552.
Again, it's 888-202-2552 for you to join our conversation. Not to join our conversation, to join our pledge, which is going on now, or WPR.org, WPR.org. Rhonda said that we are trying to get a hold of Greg Palast. It looks like he will not be able to join us, which is too bad. I wanted to talk about this issue this particular hour because it is an important one in the state of Wisconsin and all over the country. We've lived through elections that have been a little complicated and perhaps not particularly fair. And then we had that article in the New York Times last week that looked at problems in several states here, and several swing states as well. So rest assured, we will be talking about this issue sometime soon. In the meantime, we are in this pledge drive, and it is, you know, it all happens at once. Can you believe it's the last couple hours of our pledge drive? And we wanted to bring you Greg, but evidently we can't. That's radio, and it happens sometimes. You wish it wouldn't happen on a day like today. So for your show of support for what we usually give you day after day after day after day, 888-202-2552 is the number to call, 888-202-2552, or you can go to WPR.org, WPR.org, and rest assured, we have Cracker Jack producers here that Rhonda will be able to find somebody, although it's hard to do three things at once, to look at that newspaper report that shows that tens of thousands of eligible voters have been removed from or blocked from registering in at least six swing states, and whether or not that has been worked out. So all of this going on, and we can't have that conversation at this moment because we don't have our guest, but we'll try and find somebody to bring you that information momentarily, and we continue with your support, a call of support for you to join us here on Wisconsin Public Radio and contribute to our last couple hours of the fall pledge drive. Tomorrow when we're on the air, it's a full hour. And think about that. It's a full hour of conversation. You simply don't get this kind of in-depth, quality conversation with smart, engaged listeners anywhere else on the radio dial. So call with your support of that. 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552. Or WPR.org, WPR.org, for you to make your pledge this hour. And we do have somebody ringing now, and I think that we'll be able to have this conversation coming up just momentarily. But a reminder that it's crucial that you call with your support, you know, right now. We also want to tell you that we have this major event coming up. It's only 22 days now before we vote for the presidency. Isn't that something? After all this time talking about it. And we're taking our show on the road before the election, right before the election, Thursday, October 30th. We're going to be at Marquette University with a special program, Your Vote, Your Future. It's a live radio broadcast. I'll be there and we'll have a lot of people from the McCain campaign, the Obama campaign, who will be talking about this particular election, and we'll have a live audience. We're inviting you to join us for this. The first hour, a panel of guests from both major political parties. The second hour, Marquette students, and I've heard from some other civics teachers in the area who are bringing their classes to this event, which I think is a terrific idea, as we talk about what's been happening on campus and how engaged young people are to get out the vote, to study the issues. The admission to this event is absolutely free, but you do need to register. And you can call 414-227-2047 for a registration. That's 414-227-2047 for you to join the event that we'll be having on October 30th. So that's terrific. And we are still continuing with our request for your donations for our fall pledge drive. The number again is 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or you can go to WPR.org, WPR.org, to make your pledge of support. And we're down to the final 45 minutes of our asking you for your support here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I know it's a rough time financially, but we need to keep the conversation going, right? Support the conversation that you hear every single day here, day after day after day after day. Greg Palast has been located, which is good. So now we can continue with our conversation about voting and the organization that he's founded, along with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., StealBackYourVote.org, which is a project of the Greg Palast Investigative Fund, a nonpartisan, nonprofit educational foundation. They are concerned about your vote this November and whether or not your vote can be stolen and whether or not you can make sure that your vote is not stolen. They're doing a number of things, and we'll talk about them during the course of our conversation. Greg Palast, hello. I'm glad we found you.
Glad to be with you, Kathleen.
Yeah, thanks very much. Let's talk now about the possibility of fraud here. Tell me what got you worried enough that you set up this foundation. What are you worried about?
Well, Bobby Kennedy and I have been investigating vote theft for years. He did the masterful article in Rolling Stone in 2000 about the 2004
yes.
election theft in Ohio. And those who know me, Greg Palast, I'm the guy that busted how Catherine Harris knocked off thousands of black folk off the voter rolls in Florida in 2000, you know, calling them felons when their only crime was voting while black. So Kennedy and I decide to team up to see if they're going to steal this election for Rolling Stone magazine. Again, an article about to come out this week. And what we found is, no, they haven't stolen it. That's good news. The bad news is that they've already stolen it through massive misuse of an abuse of laws to prevent voter fraud. But what they've done is you've had tremendous, tremendous purging of voter rolls, attacks on voters' right to vote. For example, in Colorado, one in five voters have been removed from the voter rolls. One in five voters. And, you know, I mean, it's just stunning. Wisconsin also a battleground state where we have an epidemic of what's called provisional ballots. We have mass challenges that go on in Wisconsin. So what's happened is that we said, okay, and then Jesse Jackson came to us and said, you can't write that they stole the election. People will be miserable. They won't vote. They'll give up. So we took one more look at it and said, look, it's not too late. If they're stealing the election, you can steal back your vote. So facing this crisis in our democracy, we did the most, what we had to do, which is to write a comic book. So we wrote an investigative comic book called Steal Back Your Vote. It is, you know, with kind of crazy comic book penmen like Ted Rall and Lucas Kettner and Lloyd Dangle. It's a real, you know, it's from top shelf comics, you know, like Superman. 24 pages, full color. It's a gas. In fact, it has the entire Rolling Stone investigation just illustrated, brilliant illustrations with it's great investigative reporting, frankly, but with some really bad jokes and really great drawings. But besides the six ways that they're stealing the vote, you get in it the seven in Steal Back Your Vote, the seven ways to steal it back, and that is to take it back. And, you know, just very straightforward things to do to get back the vote, which everyone should do. You know, like you learn how to brush your teeth. You should learn how to vote. Voting isn't what it used to be. Like, you know, you sign that yellow card and you're registered and then you walk in and you pull a lever or something. Them days are gone. That's when, you know, America was democracy. We've got something else now. We've got a voter obstacle course that you have to go through. And that's what we're trying to accomplish in Steal Back Your Vote, with Steal Back Your Vote, the comic book. I think we're giving you a stack that you can give away with to people who are pledging to the to Wisconsin Public Radio, as I hope you do. Your weapon of mass destruction in the Midwest. There, please support Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm not asked to make this little announcement. I just believe it from my heart because I've been up there and it's just vital.
I know you.
It's absolutely vital, and just like voting, it's part of the deal. So we have. You know, Reverend Jesse Jackson's a co-sponsor, as well as Voto Latino and Willie Nelson. You go to the StealBackYourVote.org site, and you can get Willie singing about stealing back your vote. But the main thing is, you know, what they're up to and how they're doing it. And by the way, when I say they, vote suppression, which is the kind of sanitized word for vote thievery, used to be probably the Democrats were better at it for several decades. Now the Republicans seem to be very good at applying computers to it. Both parties do it. It's not equal at the moment because at this time in history, Republicans find it to their advantage to eliminate minority voters, poorer voters, elderly people, and especially attacking the new young first-time voter. And so what's happened is that in fact, I was telling you about Colorado, which is the swing state. Wisconsin's one of the swing states, too, of course, but Colorado, I think, is where it's going to come down to, and New Mexico. The Secretary of State there, Republican Secretary of State, Dannetta Davidson, began this purge of 1 in 5 voters. And then George Bush, noting that, appointed her a chairwoman of the United States Elections Assistance Commission, where her job is to advise all the states about how to purge away. And, in fact, Bush was going to call her the purge in general, but Karl Rove thought that was a bad idea. That's one of our bad jokes in Steal Back Your Vote. But nevertheless, this is information that's very important. But there's ways to steal back. In other words, what happens if you're purged, and in Wisconsin there's a lot of people who will be challenged over ID, over their right to vote.
Right.
There's certain things you can do. The first thing is don't mail in your ballot, man. Don't mail it in. Don't go postal. I know people are concerned about computer voting, as you should be. But if you think they're going to mess with the software, so instead you're just going to mail it to the people who you think are so devious they're going to mess with the software, now you're taking a chance that they're going to like the amount of postage you put on, like your envelope, like your return address, your signature, that you have no stray marks that will disqualify the ballot. And, by the way, first-time voters, do you know that if you mail in your ballot, you better include a photocopy of your government photo ID that's not expired and that is recognized.
Really?
A student ID is not a government ID, my friend. So, you know what? It's so complicated. It's so easy to throw out your vote. Don't do it.
So you're
don't
saying go to the poll? Go vote. Go
well,
to your polling place?
When I say go vote, vote early and often. That is what we mean by that is vote. Go in and do the early voting. I don't know if Wisconsin started yet. Indiana has. Several states. Every state has early voting. So don't think of voting as like Christmas, like on a day. Think of it as like Hanukkah. You got 8 days. You got a whole patch of time in there to go in and vote. There are early voting stations. You can look them up. And then if you have, and what you should do is you don't go in unarmed to a voting station. Take the Steal Back Your Vote guide with you. It's nonpartisan. So and even just rip out the Steal Back Your Vote 7 Steps page, and with that, it has an 800 protection voter protection number. If you're challenged on your ID, and in most cases, you really don't need ID. They'll ask you. First time voters, you better have a picture ID. Don't even dream of it, of trying to vote without it. If you get challenged, they'll hand you a provisional ballot. Wisconsin had a tremendous number of challenged voters in 2004. They got provisional ballots. The chance that your provisional ballot will be counted is a little less than half in a swing state. So that you are basically, if you accept one of those provisional ballots, they're going to tell you, oh, we'll just check your registration later. You're not on this list, but we'll check it later. Or, you know, your ID isn't good. Forget it. Don't accept it. That's why we say vote early, because whatever the problem is, you better do something about fixing it or your vote is probably not going to count. So don't accept the provisional ballot. That's another piece of advice. Yeah. So don't go postal. Vote early. Vote unconditionally, not provisionally. Those are just 3 of the 7 steps. Really simple, straightforward stuff.
Greg Palast is our guest, and we're going to welcome phone calls on air for him in just a moment. Our number is 800-486-8655. He and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have formed Steal Back Your Vote. .org, a nonpartisan, nonprofit educational foundation that is trying to educate people about making sure you vote so that your vote will be counted. And he has graciously offered to send to you who pledge this hour, and we should have a huge response to this, I would think, because I hope Greg knows this, because we're in the last hour of our asking you for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. This pledge drive is all she wrote at 1 o'clock this afternoon, so he will send you a Steal Back Your Vote graphic guide, a comic book, actually. 3 major cartoonists have come up with this Make Your Vote Count, Steal Your Vote Back comic book, and we will send it to you if you pledge to us during the course of the next, 25 minutes or so, 34 minutes. So the pledge number is 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or you can also go to WPR.org, WPR.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn. To your phone calls in a moment here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Award-winning investigative reporter, author Greg Pallast is with us, and we're talking about stealbackyourvote.org and welcoming phone calls now for Greg. Evangeline from Hudson is our first caller. Hi, Evangeline.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Kathy.
Sure.
I was concerned when I received that mail-in vote thing from, I don't know if it was from McCain himself or from the Republican Party, because it told us to return our absentee vote to the wrong place. So I had my brother-in-law look up on the internet and found out I was registered to vote since I've voted for the last 40 years in every election they've held, but my husband had been taken off the roll.
Oh, my. Uh-huh. Oh.
So until I actually, you know, witnessed that firsthand, I kept giving my brother-in-law the right name and the right address and the right birth date, and he isn't on the rolls. And I said, how can that be? He's voted, too. He's been taken off the rolls. We don't know what happened to him.
That's exactly right, Evangeline. It's we have massive purges going on. Wisconsin is a bad state for this. Colorado is the worst state. And it happens to be happening in swing states, especially. This is under something called the Help America Vote Act, which, you know, George Bush is helping us vote now. And therefore, I mean, one of the item number two of seven steps on steal back your vote in the comic book is register and register and register. You think you're registered? You're not. You're going to have to register again. Go and check your registration with your Secretary of State. If you're not sure, go to stealbackyourvote.org, and we'll put you to a link where you can write in your name and address and see if you are registered. You'd be surprised. You've been voting for decades, and suddenly you're vanished under the very strange rules that they have for verifying who you are, verifying your address, verifying your voting status. Any little thing can knock you off these days. This is brand new for this election, and you're going to, a lot of people are going to show up and find, whoa, where am I? In New Mexico, during the Democratic primary caucus, 1 in 9 Democrats was missing from the state voter rolls. And you know, that's serious stuff, and now they just hope that those people will be back on, but there's no reason at all to believe that it will be much better in November. People have to take responsibility there. That's why. And by the way, if you want to take a look at what the comic is and or download the just electronic version, you can go to stealbackyourvote.org. But you really want a physical copy so you can take it in and you can enjoy it. Four colors is super cool, and you get that by making a small donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. Please do that. And then we'll send you a bunch of guides. In fact, we'll make sure that we try to get you enough that actually you can have a couple each, so you can have one, give one away. I'm going to double the donation now to Wisconsin Public Radio. And I
Thank you, Greg.
I hope you do the same out there. Please, we're going to double the donation by giving out, make sure that you each, whoever donates, is getting two. And we will, the important thing is to have one, give one out, and check it out for updates at stealbackyourvote.org. And stay tuned to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the one place where I know I can kind of break through the electronic Berlin Wall. I do report for BBC television and do tell these stories about the threats to the vote. But you're not going to see that much on U.S. television. So therefore, you've got your network. Please support it. And please protect yourself.
Thanks,
Greg. Steal back your vote.
And people can call 888-202-2552. Now, tell me a little bit more. My understanding is that Help America Vote Act was put together by Democrats and by Republicans partially in response to what happened in Florida to make certain that what happened in Ohio doesn't get repeated, to clean up the system, Greg. What happened?
Lord help us, save us from reform. The Democrats demanded the provisional ballot. They wanted, if you showed up and you got illegally purged, it started out with members of the Congressional Black Caucus looking at my reports from BBC television, say, well, if people show up and they're being accused of being felons when they're quite innocent, then they should have a ballot which allows their status to be checked later. The problem was that the Black Caucus won the right to a provisional ballot, that anyone who has a problem gets a ballot, period. What they didn't win was the right to have it counted. And they never in a million years thought that that would be abused. In fact, while they had projected there'd be a few thousand provisional ballots, in 2004, there were 3 million provisional ballots, and 1 million of them were thrown out. 3 million provisionals, 1 million thrown out. That's pretty grim stuff. And I'm quite sure it will be worse now. So what happened was, is that Help America Vote became the vehicle for the worst abuses yet. In fact, the Florida system of computerizing, centralizing, and then purging voter rolls was made part of the law. So the Help America Vote fluoridated the entire system. It created an imitation of Florida rather than preventing it. So it literally spread the damage and the evil. And that's what's going on here. That's why the caller's brother wasn't on the voter rolls. This is a direct result of using the Catherine Harris methods nationwide to Help America Vote, that somehow we've now given officials the right to purge lists. And it was only done under this guise of preventing voter fraud.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what? And believe it or not, I doubt if her brother's a criminal fraudulent voter. I mean, I don't know. But the reason I doubt it is statistically. We don't know. We've had 24 cases of confessed or convicted fraudulent voters in the United States over a five-year period. 24 over a five-year period. I mean, it's based out of 178 million registered voters. That means that it's basically a crime that doesn't happen. Or as voting rights expert Tova Wang says, it's more likely that a voter will be hit by lightning than cast a fraudulent vote. It is, but nevertheless, under the guise of stopping the massive fraud, they've put in these laws. And I know that the latest hoo-ha is that, oh, look at this group Acorn.
Right. I was going to bring that up.
They're registering fraudulent voters. You know what? That's a bunch of baloney. They've registered literally millions of people. And, yeah, they've got paid workers who will, to make a few bucks, will put on some FACO names. That is true. But you know what? We still have never seen Mary Poppins show up to vote, nor Donald Duck. They just haven't shown up to vote because that is a real serious business. And we don't have people voting for the dead as they... You know, South Dakota doesn't have registration at all. And like they say, they've never seen a dead person walk in to vote. We don't have cheating Americans that way. The Republican Party officials have said that there are 5 million registered illegal aliens, registered by the Democratic Party. That's a quote. 5 million illegal aliens. Now, I've just said, well, name me 5, because if you know, and that should be easy because you have their names and addresses. They can't, because it doesn't happen. People don't swim the Rio Grande to vote for Obama. and of course, if they did, that's the fastest way to end up, if not deported, doing hard time. Believe me. If you're illegal aliens, do not vote for all the obvious reasons. It just doesn't happen. But
Greg Palast is our guest. We need to pause, Greg, for a moment and welcome phone calls on air. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And if you want to make a pledge, that would be terrific. We're in the last 23 minutes of our asking for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. The pledge number is 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Greg Palast has kindly offered to send you Steal Back Your Vote. It's a cartoon. It gives you steps. It's a graphic guide that you can get if you pledge this hour, and will help you if you have any problems, heaven forbid, at the voting place. But according to the work that he and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have done, there are chances that you might, in fact, 1 in 5 votes may be suppressed this election. So join the conversation or join with a pledge or do both. That would be great. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Greg Palast is our guest, and we're talking about your vote, making sure your vote is counted. Our next caller is Ken from Milton. Hi, Ken.
Hello. I guess I'm disappointed in that I'm hearing more voter suppression than the people that would like to see it would ever dream of. Every time you say it's difficult to vote, I'm sure that discourages somebody. And it's really not that difficult. If you're not registered, you can register. If you got an ID in your pocket, and you'll get a provisional ballot, and they'll count the provisional ballot, right?
No. This is Greg Powell. I hate to give you the grim news. There's two things. One is the issue, let's take the issue of discouragement. When Bobby Kennedy and I were investigating for Rolling Stone, we found that all these people have been purged, that provisional ballots don't get counted. By the way, 1.1 million provisional ballots were thrown away in the 2004 election. 1.1 million. It was enough to change Ohio and New Mexico in that race. And so it is serious. It's enough to change the presidency, the number of provisionals thrown out. So don't take a provisional. But we're not trying to discourage you. We're just telling you that voting isn't what it used to be. It isn't that simple process. You fill out a yellow card, you're registered, you walk in, you vote, you punch a lever. Them days are gone. That was when America was a democracy. That's not true anymore. What we are finding, though, is that we don't want to discourage people. That's why it was at Jesse Jackson's suggestion that we came up with the Steal Back Your Vote comic book. It's real investigative reporting. It's, you know, full color and all that. It's a real comic, but it's real investigative reporting. It tells you how it's done. But most important, it tells you what to do to prevent it. It's not that difficult. I agree that it's not that difficult to vote, but it's worse than it used to be. You have to know what a provisional ballot is. You have to know how to prevent it. You have to make sure you're registered so you don't go through this stuff. You have to make sure that you have all the ID you need, and in places like Wisconsin, you actually don't need ID, photo ID, to vote in Wisconsin unless you're a new voter. It's a little complicated. We suggest you bring ID. So we give you steps. You can do it. It's easy to do. And one of the steps, by the way, is to get the Steal Back Your Vote guide by donating to your radio network. I think Wisconsin Public Radio is a national treasure. And I don't want to insult anyone, but it's absolutely my favorite NPR regional network. No question about it. It is really bringing you stories and programs you won't get anywhere else, including this message from Bobby Kennedy and Greg Palast to steal back your vote. So please, that's why I'm doubling the donation. We're giving these guides free to the network, so that you'll have one for yourself, one for a friend, or one for an enemy, for that matter. Everyone should vote. And that's why I'd love you to contact the station, make a donation. And if you want to see what the Steal Back Your Vote guide looks like, go to stealbackyourvote.org. You can download copies, but it's so different when you have that thing in your hand. They're really fun. They're really cool looking. And you want to have the seven steps to steal back your vote in your hand. It's nonpartisan, let me tell you. So you can take it into the polling station with you.
Ken, thanks very much for your call. Greg Palast is our guest, and our on-air phone number is 800-486-8655. He mentioned Steal Back Your Vote, the comic book put together by three major cartoonists and by Greg and Bobby Kennedy Jr., and it's yours for a pledge at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. What's going to be happening, and is it sufficient at the polling places themselves all over the country on November 4 to make sure things go smoothly? I know we've had people from both parties show up to monitor the election process. Is that happening again this year, Greg?
Well, I think monitor is a polite word. In some cases, they're showing up to challenge you and impede and block the vote. So, and this is really true in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has been a very bad state in this regard in the minority areas where we've had mass challenges to voters. There's something called caging, which the Republican National Committee in 2004 sent out letters to people and said, do not forward. And if the letters came back, they were expensive first-class mailings. If it came back, people were caged and put on a challenge list. We're challenging them. They're not living at their home at their registered address. Well, you know what? You don't have to be living at your registered address to vote. For example, they sent letters to soldiers shipped overseas. You know, go to Iraq and you lose your vote. They sent it to black students in Jacksonville while they were away on vacation in August, and they had their mail forwarded. It went to homeless shelters. This is really evil stuff. Plus, you don't have to. If you moved within your congressional district, if you've moved even within your state, you don't lose your vote just because you moved. Or even more important, you're not supposed to lose your vote because you've also lost your home to foreclosure, which is another trick that's being played here. So you're going to have people at the polls who are there to say, "I don't want that person voting. I don't want, you know, Mrs. Smith. No, you're not. You better prove that you're living at your registered address." Well, the answer is, you don't have to prove you're living at your registered address. And that's why we say take in the guide with you. It has an 800 protection, voter protection number. So we get a lawyer there. There's plenty of lawyers that will be around. But actually, one of our really important pieces of advice, one, don't mail in your vote because if it's challenged, you'll probably never get it counted. Two, don't wait for November 4th. Vote now. I mean, every state has early voting. I don't know if Wisconsin has started yet, but it will soon.
I believe that it has. Yeah.
You can vote today. Get the guide, download the guide, or even better, I want you to get that hard copy by calling 888-202-255.
Good for you, Greg. Great.
No, seriously, I want you to pledge. I want you to keep this wonderful, wonderful outlet alive and get the guide. But then go in and vote as soon as you get the guide, so you know what to do. You've got the information. You got the whole story about how they're shoplifting your vote, and you know you steal it back. It's we don't want to discourage people, but we actually want to give you a fighting chance to let your vote count. In 2004, 3 million ballots were cast and never counted. We don't want that to happen to you. You have to work a little bit because it's also enough to change the presidency. The worst state in terms of provisional balloting is New Mexico, which Al Gore won by 366 votes, and George Bush won by only 5,000. Provisional ballots have determined the last couple of races in New Mexico, in Ohio. Obviously, that changed the presidency. Challenges to voters changed the presidency in Florida in 2000. Wisconsin's a swing state. Please, I think that if there was ever an election which you felt that every single vote counted, this is absolutely it. Battleground states, I'm telling you, there's going to be half dozen states decided by a couple thousand votes, if not a couple hundred. I think it'd be mad to throw away your vote and not learn how to steal it back.
Let's go to Janet next from Menasha. Hi, Janet.
Well, hi, Kathleen. Think I'm going to call in after I hang up on this line and pledge some more to public radio so I can get that guide that you've got there. I just wanted to say that not only are votes being stolen, so are yard signs. I started back as soon as the Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama showdown was over, I got a yard sign, and I was one of the first on my block to have any political party represented, and I just had it out, you know, in my yard, and somebody stole it. And so the second one I put up, I put little flower pots around it, trying to make it look kind of friendly. And I thought, you know, well, who's going to steal that? And it actually lasted maybe a little bit longer, but within about a week, somebody stole that one.
So in other words, we need a new comic book, Steal Back Your Sign.
Yes, exactly. And just an addendum on your, throw something in there and help me. Because I really then was frustrated with the party as much as I think that, you know, we all have to get out there and do our part for the election, no matter what your political persuasion. But I actually was, volunteering and helping out with the Obama campaign, and they did not have signs for almost a month, Kathleen and Greg. I just was very frustrated, and I wasn't able to get any more signs. So I actually made one and took, you know, markers and made it really colorful.
Oh.
And within about 3 days, somebody took that one.
Your homemade sign was gone.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like in tears. I was very frustrated. And I went to the police, and they said, there's nothing we can do unless you have, like, the actual proof that somebody stole it.
Yeah. Well, check Alaska. anyway, what this brings up, actually, is a new nastiness that's occurred. Our elections, we had disagreements. Look, when Jerry Ford and Jimmy Carter ran against each other, it may not have been very exciting, But we weren't talking about a lot of vote theft here. We weren't talking about stealing each other's signs. This is a new business in which there is a new meanness in politics in which anything goes. I'm very disappointed in it. Why do we have mass purging? It's just unheard of. Why do we have people standing in the polls saying that person shouldn't vote because I have a return letter from their address? It's quite un-American. You know, this attack, this idea that we have millions of fraudulent voters, that we are somehow, that there are literally millions of Americans guilty of a felony crime of false voting. It's a vicious and false charge, and then used to cover a vicious and false attack on the right to vote. So, I mean...
So how do you answer that, Greg? Why do we have this viciousness?
I think it's, as Santiago Juarez of New Mexico told me, and you'll see him in our film, Steal Back the Vote, the movie, which is coming soon to the Steal Back Your Vote site. Santiago said vote suppression, which is basically vote theft. Vote theft is class war by other means. We have become a very class-riven, angry society, and where the rules don't count. Whatever you can get away with, you know, subprime loans, that's a good, nice name for, you know, mortgage loan sharking. Whatever you can get away with is just fine. And this new idea that you can, you know, take from the weak is actually un-American, but it was becoming way too acceptable. So it's not just in the voting. You give people bad hospitals and bad schools, you're going to also give them the bad voting machines. Not that they steal, that the machines just don't work and record the votes. It's another problem we bring out. There's a new meanness, and vote snatching is an awful business, and the idea that if you can get away with it, that's just all right. Like when people say, aha, we got you, like, we can, you know, you're not on, you are an active voter, so we're giving you a provisional ballot, and then we didn't like the way you signed it, so we're throwing it out. This gotcha business is an attack, straight attack on democracy. That's why we call it, even when it's done legally, we still call it vote theft, and you got to steal it back. So that's our job. Steal back your vote, and that, get your comics, hot comics, 24 pages, full color. Bobby Kennedy, Greg Pals, Three Crazy Artists, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Thanks, Greg. Let's go to Jeff from Kenosha. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Jeff.
It seems to be too late for my son, who's a college student away. He's already filled out and sent in his absentee ballot. But is there anything he can do to follow up on that to make sure it get counted? Well,
that's a very,
about that.
You know, that's a very good question. See, Oregon is the only state that I trust for mail-ins, because if there's a problem with your ballot, they let you know. In most states, I suspect Wisconsin is one of them, if they don't like your signature, or if your son is a first-time voter and he didn't include a photocopy of his ID, government ID, not school ID, they might throw out his ballot. And they don't tell you. That's the evil of it. They don't say, oh, that was disqualified, or give you, in the case of Oregon, they give you a chance to correct it. Say, you know, you need to include your ID, so we're sending it back to you, or go in and vote in person. So that's one of the big problems. Yeah, I hope he didn't lose his vote. So therefore, if you hand out the guide, and if they're in school, they're more computer-oriented, hand out the link, stealbackyourvote.org, and you just prove the grand value of donating to Wisconsin Public Radio, because you wouldn't have gotten this information anywhere else. Take my word for it. So 888-202-2552. It's part of, I think, part of the voting process, the vote protection process, is to have this ideas network, because you're not going to get the information else. You can't not only vote smart, but you can't even protect your vote unless you get the info. That's your network. And so go to stealbackyourvote.org, take a look at what you can get in four-color, brilliant, brilliant, funny comics at 888-202-2552.
Thanks, Greg. And the Rolling Stone piece is in when?
Well, you'll be able to pick it up, depending if by the end of this week.
Okay.
They'll be out on the stands.
They've done some terrific investigative reporting, I think.
Yes, they have. And that's why we went to them, because Bobby did a great article in 2004 on the theft of Ohio. We just said, we're tired of reporting about theft of the election afterwards. Why don't we do it beforehand, and then we could prevent it? But we couldn't get in the kind of how you prevented stuff into Rolling Stone. All we could do is tell you the grim news. So that's why we ended up with a comic book.
Yeah, I see your point. Thanks, Greg, so much.
You're very welcome.
Greg Palast, and it's stealbackyourvote.org if you want to download this right now before the election, or he did agree to make two copies available so you can give one to a family member or friend. That could be both. Your family member could be your friend. At and that's if you pledge during the course of this hour. And, well, course of this hour, it's a course of the next 8 minutes because that's all the time we're going to have to ask for your donation. This pledge drive over at 1 o'clock this afternoon, 888-202-2552 is our number, or WPR.org. Rhonda Fanning, our producer, who's had a wild and crazy hour, is now joining me in our studio to ask for support as well. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Kathleen. Good to be here.
This is it, kiddo.
It is. All right. Yep. $9,000 is our goal this hour. We're about halfway there, so we need a few more calls. You can call in any level and get that comic book from Geek Palace. I guess two copies.
That's what he said, yeah.
He said, yep. And your pledge will help us reach that goal and stay on track financially for Wisconsin Public Radio. Only about 8 minutes. I guess you can pledge through the news for Kathleen Dunn Show. This is the last hour to pledge your support for Kathleen Dunn and all that she does in the lead up to the election, her all things political. Every show, she's with you each and every day, Monday through Thursday. So please pledge your support, WPR.org, or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
This is the last 7 minutes. We have a goal, as Rhonda said, of $9,000. We're at $4,312 right now. And you will get, as a thank you gift that Greg offered to you during our conversation, Greg Palast and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Steal Back Your Vote comic book for your pledge. Two of them per person, he said, which was generous of them. Or you can download it if you want to see it right now, stealbackyourvote.org. Our phone number for your pledge, we've had 45 people call so far this hour, which is great. And let's get 45 more and we'll reach our goal, 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
That's right. Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue close to you. Perhaps it was today with the voting and voter fraud case that Greg Palast brought up. Any number of things that we cover here on the Idea Network. We cover the entire state. We cover national, international news. Kathleen Dunn with you each and every day. Many listeners tell us why they've received advanced education because of toll-free. It's tuition-free education here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can help support the programming that you love by calling 888-202-2552 or logging on to our safe and secure website. It only takes a few minutes, WPR.org, and get a comic book. You can share it with friends and family, neighbors.
You sure
teachers,
can.
Teachers, students.
Exactly.
Anyone.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue that's close to you. You may want to ask yourself the question, and it's certainly one that we answer every day. What do we learn from Wisconsin Public Radio? We learn all the time. We learn absolutely every day on this show. And that's worth a pledge, I think. After you've decided how much this service is worth to you, make your pledge of support at WPR.org, WPR.org, or call toll-free 888-202-2552. Just this hour, Greg Palast kindly said that he would give two copies of their comic book, Voter Guide, Steal Back Your Vote, and that's to people who pledged during this hour. And we only have 4 minutes left to ask for your support. We're at the very end of this fall pledge drive. It only goes till 1 this afternoon.
That's right. And the Ideas Network, you hear from the people who not only report the news, like Greg Palast does, but also people who make the news, the person who wrote the bill, the person who wrote a book, who just came back from Iraq. All of the producers here and all of the hosts work very hard to get you timely guests and different perspectives on issues that you just won't hear anyplace else. I think Greg really drove that message home about Wisconsin Public Radio and how unique it is, this service, the statewide service. But that costs money. So that's why we get on the radio and we ask you to support this programming that you hear each and every day. And you can pledge that support online at WPR.org, or you can give us a call at 888-202-2552. And you only have a few minutes, like Kathleen said, to pledge your support to this program.
We've had 5,939 pledges this drive, Rhonda. And we're asking if we can get to 6,000 by the end of this hour. That would be a nice goal. It would be very nice. So pledge right now, please. 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or WPR.org. And just a reminder, you get Steal Back Your Vote. Greg Palast kindly said that he would send you two, actually, of these for people who pledged during the course of this hour, 7 steps to make sure that your vote is counted during the election, which is coming up darn shortly.
That's right. We've already had 50 calls this hour, and
ooh,
20 of them have been new members.
Great.
So that's very exciting. Good to hear everyone out there is supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. I'd like to thank Abraham from Madison, who called in and pledged this hour. He finds the coverage to be unbiased, good coverage of the news, good source of affordable entertainment. So mm-hmm. I guess in these tough economic times, a couple of dollars here to Wisconsin Public Radio to keep this kind of programming on the air. If that is important to you, please pick up the phone now, 888-202-2552, or go to your computer at WPR.org and pledge that way. Let's get a couple of more calls yet by the end of the hour.
We should be able to get there, I would think.
Right.
If people call right now, you get stealbackyourvote.org, which Greg Palast has so kindly agreed to send you two copies so you can give one to someone else. Just this hour, and this is the last 30, 45 seconds through the news for you to pledge to this particular program. This drive is almost over. 888-202-2. Oh, we have to say goodbye. 888-202-2552. WPR.org is the number. Rhonda, thanks for all the terrific
work you do.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for all of your pledges and for being great listeners. News is coming up, and we'll be with you again tomorrow at 9 here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.